Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
The following Ask the Expert show is a paid advertisement provided by Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and airing of the program is not to be considered endorsement or recommendation. The opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WMT or Clear Channel Media and Entertainment.
Well, good morning and welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Raddick. Jim is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jim. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again. And let's remind the folks, if we will, first of all, where the Aronson & Moss Law Firm is and what area do you like to work in with that firm?
Okay. Yeah, let's start out. Aronson & Moss Law Firm is located downtown Cedar Rapids. We're in the building that's sometimes known as the APAC building or the Ground Transportation Tower. It's now called 425 Plaza.
I'll be darned. Okay. Where did they move the train? No, go ahead.
Yeah, well, the new bus station's right next to us, and they've really done a nice job of refurbishing it. And they just started running the buses through there, I think, about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And it makes a big difference.
I'll bet it does. You bet. Now, Jim, tell me about you have a certain area you like to work in and you spend most of your time with. What is that?
Right. Actually, I have two areas where I provide services that the other attorneys in our firm don't really do very much in. One of them is estate planning and probate, which we talk about from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I'm here to talk about today is bankruptcy. And specifically, that's bankruptcy for individuals, that would be a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. I'm not talking about the Chapter 11 business reorganizations.
I see. So this is, what brought you to this area in the first place? Why do you like working with these two particular areas?
In the bankruptcy and in the estate planning areas, one of the things that I find is that the clients, when we're done, are going to be happy. You know, because you've done something for them.
That's good.
In my past, I've done litigation. I've worked for plaintiffs. I've worked for defendants. And when you get a lawsuit, you know that at the end of the day, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose.
Uh-huh.
So your clients can be one or the other, and if they lose, they're not going to be happy.
That makes good sense. You like to work where you're going to make people happy one way or the other, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, today we're going to talk about bankruptcy. If someone would have a question for Jim this morning, you can certainly give him a call here at 365-0600, 1-800-332-5401, or *600 on your U.S. cellular phone. Jim, you want to talk about exemptions this morning as far as bankruptcy. Now, what are the two have to do with each other?
Okay. Well, let's start out with what an exemption is, okay, because that will help. An exemption specifically talks about exemption laws. And what the laws say is that a specific piece of property or a specific legal right is exempt from execution by a creditor. What that means is if I owe somebody too much money, I don't pay them, they can sue and can get a judgment saying that I, have to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just try to ignore that judgment, they can go in and get writs, legal process, have the sheriff come out, find something of mine, take it, that's called attach it, and then eventually sell it to the general public. People can bid on it, and whatever's brought in, is the proceeds of that, after the sheriff's expenses, are going to go to the creditor, and they get to keep that money. That's payment on my judgment debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so If you have a judgment against you, it's possible that you could lose some of your property. And what the law says is there are specific kinds of property, specific rights that we are not going to let a creditor take away from you. So that's an exemption.
Does it make a difference whether it's a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13?
Well, the exemption laws exist for everybody. Now, there are some you can have exemptions even if you're not in bankruptcy. If you are in bankruptcy, then you still have them. There's one in particular in Iowa that applies only for people who are in bankruptcy. Exemptions do matter both for people who are in Chapter 7 and who are in Chapter 13.
What's the difference between the two chapters?
Okay, well, a Chapter 7, and that gets to why they're important, mm-hmm. and why they're a little bit different. In a Chapter 7, an individual is going through what's called a liquidation bankruptcy. And the idea is that you will get a discharge rather quickly, but as part of that deal, you have to agree to turn over to the bankruptcy trustee any of your property and property rights that are excess so that the trustee can sell them and then use that money to go and pay the creditors.
Mm-hmm.
When I say excess, what's excess over? Mm-hmm. You look at what's exempt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to know what the exemption laws are before you can figure out what the trustee is going to get. And so in a Chapter 7, to put it practically speaking, in a Chapter 7, that means if I'm the debtor, if I'm filing, exemption law tells me, what do I get to keep?
Mm-hmm.
That's the basics of it.
All right.
Now, in a Chapter 13, you don't have the trustee selling your stuff off. So it's not quite as important, but it is important in one way, and that's this. Because in a Chapter 13, you have to make payments over 3 or 5 years to pay people off. But when you are making those payments have to be approved by the court.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a plan. And when you make your proposal, say, I'm going to pay, you know, X amount per month,
mm-hmm.
one of the things the court's going to do is say, well, is this plan of yours in the best interest of creditors? And best interest of creditors is a specific term in the court that looks at and says, are they going to come out better than they would have if you had gone into a Chapter 7 case? So anytime you're doing a Chapter 13, you have to do an analysis, say, what is the exemption that my client has, how much is going to be left over to distribute to people. So even in a Chapter 13, your exemptions are going to be significant in determining perhaps how much you have to pay out.
So it makes a difference whether you choose a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13.
Oh, absolutely makes a difference if you choose a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13.
Now, from the notes you gave me, you also are mentioning, and we have to take a break before we get into this, but there's a difference for Iowans. Is that correct?
Right. Well, in the state of Iowa, if you file for bankruptcy, Iowa's legislature has decided we are going to have everybody who files for bankruptcy use the Iowa exemptions. It's not that way in every state. The federal law says you can either use a set of exemptions that Congress has adopted and put into the bankruptcy law, or you can use what's in your own state. And Iowa is what we call an opt-out state, so we use the Iowa exemptions. And we can talk about that after our next break.
I think we'll do that. That's an interesting process, so it'll be great. Let's first of all, Jim Raddick is with me. He is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Tell me about the Aronson & Moss Law Firm, if you will.
Sure. The Aronson & Moss Law Firm is a group of 5 different attorneys. In addition to me working in the probate and estate planning and bankruptcy, we have Rebecca Feyerisen, who works with family law matters, divorce, child custody. We have Christopher Nathan, who works with criminal law matters. Both of them talk here. And then we have the named partners, Jim Aronson and Ryan Moss, who deal with a lot of people in business matters.
Sounds good. And the phone number, if people would like to call?
Absolutely. That number is 319-363-8199, and we have a website, which is www.aronsonlaw.com.
All right. We'll come back and talk more with Jim Raddick in just a moment. You're listening to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT. Welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Raddick, who is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. We're talking about bankruptcy and some of the things that are involved in bankruptcy, and particularly about Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. Jim, can you describe again what the difference of those two are?
Sure. A Chapter 7 case is one that is done very quickly. The debtor gets a prompt discharge of all the dischargeable debts. but in exchange for that has to give up perhaps some of his or her property to the U.S. trustee or the bankruptcy trustee to sell. Chapter 13, you don't have to give up any property, but you have to enter into a payment plan that will go for 3 years or 5 years. That's a long time. Most people would rather not do that. So we typically talk about Chapter 7.
All right. Now, there are some exemptions you mentioned briefly. They're federal, and then there's Iowa exemptions, and you're better off to use the Iowa exemptions, right?
Well, here in Iowa, we have to we start out having to use the Iowa exemptions rather than those that are embedded in the bankruptcy code. And so we have a couple of different statutes in the Iowa code that talk about this. There is one that specifically lists a number of exemptions, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but there is another one that's real important, too, and that's the homestead law. Your homestead, with only just one slight exemption, is something that is actually exempt from your creditors. And that is that can be a very important thing for people because obviously you're concerned about where am I going to live. The other thing about the homestead exemption that is kind of particular to Iowa and people in Iowa I think are fortunate is that the homestead exemption is what we call unlimited. There, you know, if you have equity that's worth $100,000, you can exempt all of it. If you have equity that is worth $350,000, you can exempt all of it. It's not the same way in some other states.
So what do you and the things that are protected then, are there things that are protected that you don't have to worry about on either 7 or 13 or just 7 or 13?
What happens in bankruptcy is that you get to make a choice. You have to list all of your property, and then you, in the papers that you file, identify what you want to claim as exempt. So you have some options. If not all the property that you have is exempt, then you have to choose. What am I going to pick? What am I not going to pick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, under the exemption law that we have, the statute lists a number of things, common ones, an automobile. Each person who files can exempt an automobile up to $7,000. There's some other things that are of unlimited exemption value that you can do. A rifle or a shotgun. You have to pick one or the other of those. If you have a burial space, you know, if you bought ahead of time, that's something that you can exempt. It doesn't matter how much it's worth. Your 401k account or your IRA account, for the most part, are exempt with an unlimited amount. Now, there's some exceptions in that in unusual circumstances. We're not going to go into that today, but that's something that's exempt in an unlimited amount. People who are getting disability payments, all of those payments that are coming in for disability are going to be exempt in an unlimited amount.
Well, so when people come in and talk to you and they say, what should I do? How is it? What do you advise them? Are you going to take a look at everything they own or everything that they have accumulated? Or how do you advise them which way to go with this?
Well, that's a great question because you get into now what we call exemption planning. And that's something where the attorney can help definitely an individual figure out what's the best course for them. And you're right. When you ask the question, do I have to look at everything they have? Yes, we do. We do because they have to disclose to the bankruptcy trustee everything they own, and when they do, they have to put a value on it, and then we have to take that list and compare it to what are the exemptions.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had some examples you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah, well, one of the examples that I want to talk about has to do with income tax returns. For example, I just recently finished one where a client had an income tax return coming up that was worth about $1,800. And in that case, there's a $1,000 exemption only for the bankruptcy case, for the bankruptcy income tax return. That it's limited to that. It's $1,000. So that's $800 left over. I would like to preserve that amount of money for him so that he can use it for, you know, something that's important is going to help him get a fresh start. So what do we do with that extra $800? One of the things that we could look at is what's called a wild card exemption. There's $1,000 you can use for anything you want. That's, again, an Iowa exemption. But he'd used up some of that already. So we had to look at what do you own, what do you want to keep, and make some decisions that way. Another one that I had is some people who own something that's not exempt at all. And what we want to do is say, well, you haven't used all of your exemptions. You should sell that property and use it to, for example, maybe pay down the loan on your house. Mm-hmm. You've increased your equity there, or buy something else, perhaps buy a car. If the car you're driving is, you know, 10 years old and about ready to fall apart, if you can sell something and use it to buy a new, well, you probably not a new vehicle, but a different vehicle that's worth $7,000 or less and is going to be better transportation to you, that's a good idea. That's something that a bankruptcy attorney can help an individual decide.
Well, now, do you also work with your client to maybe there's a way around bankruptcy? Maybe they don't want to do either one of those?
Well, what I will do is tell them, look at the situation and say, you know what, when I'm looking at this, I can file for bankruptcy for you, but you're not really going to get a whole lot of relief. And when that happens is when most of their debts are for things that they have, like their car. You know, mm-hmm. if most of their debts tied up in their car, or most of their debts tied up in something else that they're making payments on, and they want to keep that, a bankruptcy isn't going to give them any relief. So I say, you know, I don't think you should file.
Call Jim Reddick. That's the thing to do. Absolutely. Jim is with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Can you tell us how we could contact you at the Aronson & Moss Law Firm or any one of the other attorneys there?
Sure. Anybody at the Aronson & Moss Law Firm can get at the phone number 319-363-8199. And you can also check us out on our website, www.aronsonlaw.com.
Very good. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming in. It's always fun to have you here.
It's fun being here.
We always learn a lot.
And these people.
And these people, you bet. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
The preceding Ask the Expert infomercial program has been a paid presentation brought to you by Aronson & Moss Law Firm.